So we talked, first of all, thank you everyone for coming. I know it's hot and everyone's Erev Shabbos. People could be taking a nap on your rest period and kind of what I want to be doing right now. But Ritz Hashem, we can't go into Shabbos without learning. Talking about naps on Erev Shabbos before, you ready for this? This is very important. And Ritz Hashem, please God, you'll let all your husbands take naps on Erev Shabbos. The Magid of Mezrich, you've heard of him? He's the Baal Shem Tov's main Talmud. The Magid of Mezrich said that it should be in Aseres HaDibros to take a nap on Erev Shabbos. If you had to add a little thing to Zachar Yom Lechadsho, take a nap on Erev Shabbos. And I'm sure everyone here knows why. Because when you're sitting in the Merkaziyah and you're going like this, everyone knows that. Doze. I've had that a million times. I'm very machbid. Even it can be 20 minutes. It changes your Friday night. It changes your Shabbos when you just have a little bit of a nap. Magid didn't say actually you put that on the two tablets of the Ten Commandments, but he was very strong about it. In the Hasidish world, they're up very late on Friday night. Because yes, you have your mishpacha and divaldik. I'm not talking about your family. I'm talking mishpacha, magazine mishpacha. I'm like hooked on it. Like my Rachel doesn't read it anymore. Like now I can't have a shot. But they wouldn't deliver tomorrow's shots. Like the whole thing. They said it wouldn't get here in time. They delivered to me, then they delivered to the rest of the Jewish people who go up to the mountains. Okay, so I'll have like 8 things to review. Take a nap. Take a nap today. And if again, tomorrow, you don't say you're taking a nap for Eich or whatever, but it's good to take a nap. Okay. Today's a very big day. Today is the Ches Menachem Av. It's the yard site of a very, very special person from Boca Raton. His name is the Rabbi Dr. Brian Galbit. Baruch Tzvi Ben Ruven Nassan. If you could write that on your sheet, Baruch Tzvi Ben Ruven Nassan. Baruch Tzvi Ben Ruven Nassan. He was a tremendous, tremendous tzaddik. I don't even know what to say. He was a doctor. He was a regular person, but everyone he met always with a positive word, always about Torah. Regular person. He went to heat games with his kids. Rabbi Dr. Brian Galbit. So our learning today should be in merit for his neshama. So this is what we're going to do. I kind of lied. Last week I said we're going to finish with Kluger, but now I found this tallest piece by the Rach Mashivka Rebbe. Anyone ever been to Rach Mashivka? Borough Park? Anyone ever been to Borough Park? Yeah. Okay. If you ever want to go to Meir Sharim, but you're not in Meir Sharim, but you're in Brooklyn, and you want to go to Meir Sharim, Borough Park. Brooklyn. They say Borough Park because that's how they talk. Rach Hashem, our cousins. Borough Park. So he's from Borough Park, and we're going to talk about, but before we get there, before we talk about Shabbos Chazon, let's say one thing about the Parsha. The Pasuk says in the third Pasuk in our Parsha, Vahi bar mimshana, it was the 40th day, 40th year. Diber Moshe al b'nei Yisrael, kachol asher tziva Hashem oso aleim. Moshe commanded Klal Yisrael everything that Hashem commanded him upon them. Boring. It looks like very boring Pasuk. Okay, shkoyach. Moses did everything that Hashem commanded him. Duh. So says the Menachem Sion. Everyone ever heard of Rabbi Sachs? Not Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, but Yonason Sachs from Landers. Maybe you'll marry a guy from Landers. He's the Rosh Hashiva in Landers. So this is his grandfather. Anyone here from Psaic? Probably not. I mean, though, I met a girl on visiting day. A girl or a guy? And she says, where is she from? Tom's River. I was like, Tom's River? Tom's River is like, literally, like, neighborhood next to Lakewood. I was like, how did you get to Camp Marsh? She said her mother, like, Googled, like literally Googled. I was like, Tom's River is like, it's like a little bit more modern Lakewood families, I would say. I don't think everyone there, but that's what it's known as. I don't know if that's true or not. Hopefully I won't get in trouble. No one listens to my things anyways. So, yeah. So no one's from Psaic. So the Rabbi Yonason Sachs is a rabbi in Psaic. He's also Rosh Yeshiva in Landers. He drives in Psaic. You should marry a guy from Psaic. Psaic's from. Psaic, and then he drives from Psaic to Landers. So his grandfather was the Menachem Sion. The Menachem Sion Sachs, I got the Sefer. Last year, in the Sfarim store on Broadway. Anyone from the Five Towns here, Broadway? There was a Sfarim store called their Sfarim Forwarders. It's a used Sfarim store. You can spend hours there. It's not good for someone who is. I don't learn my Sfarim, I just like to collect Sfarim. Hopefully one day I'll learn them. So if you ever go on Broadway, you go to Gotta Get a Bagel. Yeah? Yeah? And then down the block, Sfarim Forwarders. Try to find gems. Listen to what he says here. I think this is very, very applicable for the end of the summer, especially for the next 3 days. I'll be honest with you. Today, tomorrow, Sunday, and then road trip, or wherever trip you're going to, or day camp, whatever. The end of the summer is like, it's hard. Because like all you want to do is just like, you're counting down, but like, you're also like a little burnt out. I don't know about you. You're done a little bit. No, I'm a little done. Listen to what he says here. Hamila aleim nira kilichor b'kim yusaras. The word aleim seems to be very extra. Just say Hashem command him the 40 of the year, but everything to do. What's aleim upon them? So you have to remember the first thing that Hashem told Moshe in Parshas Va'era. The pasuk says in Perek Vav in Parshas Va'era, not Va'era, Va'era. Shevi was born in Parshas Va'era. She will not be laying in Parshas Va'era. Mitzvah Hashem. Cut off my finger before that. Moshe spoke to Moses and to Aaron and commanded him to about Klal Yisrael. What about Klal Yisrael? Rashi says that they're not going to be easy. Siva aleim lahanigam benachas v'lispo osam. Care for them with patience and with kindness and with love. Says the Menachem Sion, what's the word aleim? If you had to write down in your thing, question. This is what I do in my class. Maybe what's the question? Question. Okay? Question. What is the word aleim doing there? Aleim seems to be so extra. Says Menachem Sion, after 40 years, Moshe Rabbeinu is not going into Israel. He has every reason to blame the Jewish people because of when he hit the rock and the Meraglim and Korach and every other bad thing that happened. But yet, what does the pasuk say? Dabar Moshe ben Yisrael kecho asher tziva Hashem oso aleim. Aleim means that he still had love and he was still patient and he still had the care and the kindness and concern. Moshe lo avad es savlanusa v'himshich lahani es ben Yisrael benachas v'shalom v'mishra ba'ava v'mesiris. Moshe at the last year of his life, right? Sefer Devarim is the 36-day speech. It's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. 36 days until Zion Adar. He had every reason to lose it on his kid. It's the end of the summer. If every day, it's like so hard to fast, and you're going on a road trip, and anywhere, or Montego, or day camp, whatever trip you're going to be going on, it's not easy. Let's be honest. And there's some days just like you want to lose it. Tisha B'Av especially, or maybe Shabbos afternoon. This happens in the guys' bunks where like the guys are just like yelling. That no one, you're not like you just want to take a nap. All you want to just like we have to on our level to try to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm not saying everyone's perfect. I'm far from it. When Moshe this week was, my Moshe was in taking a shower and he had a splinter and he was screaming, mommy, 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 like, mommy's not here, she's in Simply Sushi, not coming home for a while. I could have been more patient. But I think at the end of the day, for us to try our best to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had every reason to lose it on the Jewish people and to blame them. That was not his attitude. His attitude was, even at the end, and especially with the kids that have given you trouble already, those are the kids that need it the most. Yeah? The girls that act out, or the kids that act out in class, I've learned to realize, kids are good. If kids are acting out, that means something internally within them, that means something's going on. Could be family, could be divorce, could be sickness, could be something that happened that day. I remember when I was in camp, Misora. There was a kid, and then we go to the Shabbos Chazon Torah. So it was my Shana Aleph, maybe going to Shana Aleph. Yeah, no, going to Shana Aleph. There was this kid named Josh. Can't say his last name because you guys probably all know his sister. And he had a sister from Woodmere. And Josh was like the cool kid, you know, the Hollister, Abercrombie, girlfriend, top 5 pick. Maybe might have used other words that maybe not should have come out of a Jewish, whatever. Trying to figure it out, relax.
No, I think we were just talking about when you said
okay, it goes together. I'm sorry, I apologize. Uh-huh. Gabby, you were in Chassid Shalom Tzimush. So I apologize for even thinking it. God forbid. So this is it goes like together. The kid at the canteen, top 4 pick, and I see before we go to the canteen or the kolol or both, you know, because you have your safer because you're going to the kolol, but you got to stop by the canteen so everyone can see that you have a safer with you. No? Yeah? Okay, good. Come to Rachel's speech tomorrow. My wife's speaking tomorrow, much better than I am, 11:15. Rabbi Willig is the main feature of Shabbos, but Jeremy needed someone to fill in, so Rachie will be speaking. Don't miss her speech. Highly recommend it. She says it much better than I do. So you're on the way to the kolel, but you stop at the canteen, you say hi to your friend that you don't talk to anymore, but you really do, because like you guys still text, and you send a blank text, and I didn't mean to text you. I've done the games, all games. No one knows what I'm talking about? Okay. You guys are so cool. So what happened is that before you go to the canteen or kolel, Josh is missing. And my division said, you're not going anywhere. Find him. Go to bunk. He's nowhere to be found. Someone said that they saw him like go down in the lake. Go down in the lake at night, pretty scary. Go into the lake and Josh is sitting there. bawling his eyes out. Remember, the cool kid, the cursing kid, the kid who was like not putting his tefillin on, whatever, that kid. Crying, and like, Josh, what's wrong? He couldn't let it for a few minutes, then we got it out. His girlfriend broke up with him that day, and he lost them. Like, these things are, for that age, it's like everything. It's like, your girlfriend broke up, he lost in a game, and next thing you know, he's bawling about what? His grandfather died a week before his bar mitzvah, the year before. And he said, well, how could Hashem do this to me? How could Hashem do this? That a week before my grandfather, the week before my bar mitzvah, and my grandfather always said that I was his favorite. To be honest, I had no idea what to do. I said, Hashem help me. And from that moment on, that's the side, I decided I wanted to go into chinuch to try to say a kind word. Because those are the kids that need it the most. What did I tell him? I said, I don't know what to tell you, Josh. Physically, your grandfather maybe wasn't with you. But spiritually, metaphysically, he was very much with you. Someone doesn't have to be at your bar mitzvah, doesn't have to be at your wedding, to be at your bar mitzvah, to be at your wedding. It's actually brought down from the Zohar and Arizal that at your wedding, it goes 10 generations in the past. 10 generations of your past ancestors come to your chuppah, and also all the neshamas and mitzvah that you're going to bring into the world come to your chuppah. That's for another time, not for today. So chuppah obviously is a big time to daven, but to realize your past family comes, and your future family comes as well. Why am I telling you this? Yeah, because Josh, those are the kids that need it the most, the kids that are acting out. And that kid, by the way, he still acted out the rest of the summer. It wasn't like he was perfect the rest of the summer. He still needed the love and the kindness. And so even though like, we have 12 days left, 13 days left, I don't know. It's a lot. And they're jam-packed days of cleaning and whatever. To try our best to try to be as patient and loving and caring as possible. And obviously, this is not even close to a coincidence that Shabbos Dvarim, Parshas Dvarim, is always connected to Shabbos Chazon. Now, this is the bridge now to the four pages in front of you. You will not be getting through all four pages, but maybe you could try to learn it over Shabbos. So it's in Rashi script. I don't know. It took me a few years to get, like, remember, you do like Rashi script in like third or fourth grade, and like fifth grade to like 11th grade, you kind of forget, and like, now you have to try to get back in it. Okay, at least I did. I don't know. Everyone's like either tired or just not liking my jokes today. Okay, so figure it out. So I'll just read it. I'll just read it from the inside. The Ol of Yisrael, the Abta Rebbe, page 1, says the Rachman Shevka Rebbe says that Shabbos on the top right hand corner. The Ol of Yisrael, Shabbos Chazon hiya Shabbos Hagedola beYos and Mikol Shabbos Hashana. Shabbos Chazon, Shabbos starting in 7 hours. Is the holiest, greatest, biggest Shabbos of the year. Befrat, and specifically, Kasher Chal B'Yom Tisha B'Av Ba'atzmo, when Shabbos and Tisha B'Av fall out together, that is even the highest of the high. Because of Levar, Shama'in, Al-Pisod, good. Then he wants to basically tell you, you have to look over there, why does the Oy B'Yisrael say that, what's so special? So there's two reasons that he says. One of the reasons is, that hug, we talked about it in davening today. But not everyone here davens with us, so Alephot, please bear with me if I repeat myself. Every person knows that last hug you had before Shana Aleph, that your last hug with your parents before you get on the flight, or that last hug on visiting day, it's a very strong hug. So Shabbos, it's a hug, but every week it's a hug. But it's the last hug before Hashem has to leave his house. Right? It's the last hug before he has to, right? If you look at the paragraphs, we talked about this last week, Lechadori is all about Yerushalayim. Shabbos, the base of Mikdash is rebuilt every Shabbos. It's rebuilt every Shabbos. It's as if it was not destroyed. But Shabbos Chazon is the last. It's that last hug. The tightest hug. I remember when my parents, it was me and my twin sister and I, it was just us in the family. It was like, we got to go to the plane because like we're going to miss it. We like, they literally went from like having two kids to zero kids in the house. It was a very tight hug. So that's one reason why this is the Holy Shabbos. The second reason why, the Zohar tells us, he doesn't say it here, the Zohar tells us that we know any bracha comes from the week, comes from the Shabbos before. Actually, he does quote it. Yeah, let's go to page 2. Go to page 2 on the bottom. You see it says, Ha'aras Mashiach on the bottom right. So he quotes one of the earlier Rebbes, who says on the bottom right hand corner, says Chaf Kaf Amar Avi Mori Zatzal, See on the bottom right-hand corner? Amr Levar Malas Shabbos Chazon. What's so great about Shabbos Chazon? The Shabbos of vision. That's what Chazon means. It's the Shabbos of vision. It's the Shabbos to see. Taken from our Haftorah. Chazon Yishayahu. Ki Adum Yizohar Kodesh. Because the Zohar tells us. Shekol Brachin Dele'ila B'tat B'yoma Shvin Chalim. All Brachin from the coming week. Anything that comes from the week comes, bless you, comes from the Shabbos before. That means if Tisha B'Av falls out next week, what kind of falls out on Motzei Shabbos, that means the koach of that week, of Tisha B'Av is already found in that Shabbos. If Pesach falls out Tuesday night, Pesach's already felt that Shabbos. If Purim falls out on a Thursday, it's already Shabbos Zohar, it's already before. You can already feel the bracha of that week. Says the Rebbe, Hainu, Shabbos Shabbos, second line at the top left-hand corner, Nechlela Sa'aris Kol Yimei Hashvil Shel Achrav. It has all the bracha from the week. Everything from the bracha from the week of Tisha B'Av to what happens till Thursday on road trip comes from Shabbos before. Why is he only talking about road trip? Why is he talking about the because I don't know where Madigim go to New York City. Sorry. And day camp, I remember, is going somewhere else. Okay, relax. Stay focused. Sorry. But Medrash. Shabbat Tisha B'Av. What was the Medrash? And the Medrash tell Chazal say? Tisha B'Av, Nolad Mashiach. Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. Does that mean physically? Does that mean spiritually? Not for now. Im kein, the Shabbos Chazon, if that is the case, that if Mashiach is connected and is born on Tisha B'Av, Shabbos Chazon is filled with Mashiach. Im kein, the Shabbos Chazon mis notzetzes ha'aretz leidas Mashiach sekenu, l'chein yedol b'masa ad ma'od. If you're going to tell me that all bracha comes from the week, comes from the Shabbos before, and Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av, that means Shabbos Chazon has the koach of Mashiach. Mashiach can't come to Shabbos. Shabbos is ready in Yerushalayim, it's already happening. We're sitting on the floor of Motzei Shabbos. I mean, maybe not, who knows? Chazal tell you, Mashiach can't come on Friday and can't come on Shabbos. Pasha. But already, we can already feel the Kedusha of Mashiach this Shabbos. Which is not next Shabbos, Shabbos Nachamu, was not last Shabbos. And it's not Shabbos HaGadol, and it's not Shabbos Shuvah. And one of the guys said to me, Aaron Mitchell, I made a CM yesterday, and Talmud, he goes to me, what about when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos? I said, greater than Shabbos Yom Kippur. Greater. Even greater. Because Yom Kippur, it's going to be Batul Mashiach to come. There's going to be no Yom Kippur once Mashiach comes. There's going to be a Purim. That's not for now. It's a Rambam, not for now. Mashiach is going to wipe out Yom Kippur. So it's very beautiful to be able to say all these things about Mashiach, this and that. How do we kind of bring it down to our level? How are we supposed to feel? To try to feel it a little bit. So page one, I already said this already a few weeks ago. I will say it again. Go back to page one for a second. I'm sorry, I'm flip-flopping over here. He says from the Tiferet Shlomo, on the left-hand side. You notice, you see the paragraph that says V'yesh. V'yesh, what time do we have to? Like 12:15? So we'll go up to 12:10. We'll also make it to 12:12. Good. 14 minutes, everyone's still with me. If you're not with me, space out, do whatever you want. Think about what's for lunch. Hopefully something good. Penny Alvaka last week was sick. That was it. I was like, where am I? I mean, I know Sunday was like a Pesach program because it was like visiting day. But then there was like a Pesach program like in the middle of the week. I was like, oh. I think because we didn't have a CM that night. So like we needed to fill up a lunch and then have the veggie burgers. You know, my wife gets the veggie burgers sometimes when we go off like on regular. Unclear why. Okay. Everyone has their own things. And don't ever ask your wife to go out for meat because chas shum, if she wants yogurt and froyo during the meal, no, she can't be meat. Oh, that's something, oh, God forbid. Okay. Left hand side. Another pasuk, the sixth pasuk Torah Parsha says, Hashem Elokeinu Diber, second line, second paragraph, Hashem Elokeinu Diber Eleinu Bechorev, Lemor Rab Lechem Sheves Bahar Azayim. Hashem spoke to us on Har Chorev. What's Har Chorev? Har Sinai. He spoke to us for a long time and Hashem said it was time to travel. Says the Tiferet Shlomo, the Radamsk Rebbe. He was the one who said, by the way, Rav Lachem Shabbos Be'emek Abacha. And how great are the Shabbos of the 3 weeks? Rav Lachem Shabbos. Anyone think about it last week when he said those words? Rav Lachem Shabbos. He says it on Shabbos Chazon. How great are the Shabbos of the 3 weeks? Be'emek Abacha, the Valley of Tears. How great are these Shabbos? Says the Tiferet Shlomo. Let's say it inside. The Chorev refers to Har Sinai. The Chorev also means destruction. How great is the time of Shabbos, even in the time of destruction, and even in the time of when Shabbos falls out on Tisha B'Av. See what we see with the line says Tiferet Shlomo. Hashem Elokeinu Diber Eleinu Bechorev, Ratzolomar Gam Beis HaKorban, Bimei HaGalus, even in the time of exile. Rav Lachem Shabbos, Yedola b'yoser kedusha ma'al ha'shabbos kodesh. And he goes on and then says, how great are these Shabbos? Greater than the Shabbos that we had at Beis HaMikdash. Greater than the Shabbos the rest of the week. Rav lechem shembes b'imek ha'bacha. Back to page 2. Sorry. Last paragraph. Zegankim remez ha'kosh v'ashem lakim v'dibar le'e b'chorim. Hainu. Last paragraph before the Haras of Mashiach. Sorry, I keep on going back and forth. Hainu. The lower the days, the higher the Shabbos is. The darker the weekday, the greater the Shabbos. So we're gonna have to sit on the floor with the Tisha B'Av. That means the Shabbos floor has got to be strong. We can't have the Alfim guys getting let out. Maybe I didn't daven hard enough. And definitely, hopefully, no Shabbos Shabbatograms. Shem. I gave it. That was a little bit. It wasn't Musr, but I said it this morning. I said, please no water fights, and please no Shabbatograms. And I'm not judging anyone because I had a water fight and I did the Shabbat gram there. But like this Shabbos, we could try to stay away. I hope it wasn't too misery. Yeah, it was okay. It was okay. Cause like when you bring yourself into it, then it's like, oh, you did it also. Okay then. But like I kind of want. I like, this Shabbos, we could try to do our best. Shabbat grams are wild. It's like okay, not for now. Look for the good. The good is that we were all teenagers and we have to time, it takes time to grow up a little bit. Yeah? Take time to grow up. Rav lechem shabbos. Okay, stay focused. Donnie's not here to tell me to stay focused. Gedol yishev Yerushalayim. Gedol ha-b'yosem ma'alas ha-shabbos. Ube-miyuchat shabbos chazon, shebeshuvah, shel-achrav, chal tishabov, vadai ha-simcha gedol bo'ad ma'od yosem yigol shabbos ha-shana. He says, if tishabov comes motzei shabbos, how important is the joy in the simcha to make sure to be happy, to try your best, to stay in a focused mode. Rabbi Nachman talks about this all the time. Tanyon and Yitzayin, and Chutzim Aran, Rabbi Nachman talks about making sure to be happy on Shabbos. It's so easy. One, I don't know about you and how you guys grew up, but always the fights in my house always were Shabbos table. Erev Shabbos for sure, Shabbos table. I had to make a comment, my sister made a comment, my mother made a comment. Next thing you know, someone left the table. Always Shabbos, but never Shabbos day, always Shabbos night. I don't know about you guys, Shabbos day was like, everyone's like tired or going at their friend's house. Shabbos night was always, that's what, because the holier the time, the greater Kedusha and the greater the fight, right? Why is it that there's a, we talked about that, why is there a Mamilla Mall right next to the Kotel? Because Zelu Mazel. Hashem had it, it's back and forth. The greater the Kedusha, the greater the Yitzhara, I don't know what's going to happen with the electricity before Shabbos with the hair and whatever. The greater the fight, the greater the Kedusha. So at the end of the day, we talked today, just to be able to recap before we go to finish up the last 10 minutes. We talked today, number one, we talked about the importance of taking a nap on Erev Shabbos. So much so, it should be in the Seder Dibur, it should be in the Ten Commandments. Then we talked about what is, right from the Menachem Sion, from Menachem Sion Zax. Where did I get the Sefer? Why am I testing you? I have no idea. This isn't seminary. I don't know. Next thing, good. You good on Broadway? Good. I'm not sure why I'm testing you. It's not seminary. I'm not sure why you guys took tests, but yeshiva guys, I mean, it's good to take tests, but I'm not sure, like, why? Okay, it's not for now. Dear Moshe Ben Ezra, why is Sibo also Aleim? What's Aleim? Aleim seems to be so extra. No. It's that you have to remember the first thing that Hashem told Moshe. They're going to be hard, but be patient. And Moshe had every reason to not be patient, to not be loving, and to not be caring, but yet, even on his last days on this earth, even at the end of the summer, to try our best to not yell at Moshe, or whatever that Moshe is in your life, to try to be a little bit more careful with our midos and to our love and sensitivity, especially to the kids that act out, they probably need it the most. Let me talk about Shabbos Chazon, the Rach Meshav Kareba, Shev Fur Shlema, he was in the... And I totally forgot this should also be good for Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if you guys are following the news. Things are very tense right now on the border. All our learning should be the Nishas Baruch Tzibur Nelson, and also just as importantly for the safety for our brothers and sisters in the Holy Land, Mitzvah Hashem. We talked about the Rebbe that Oy Yisrael said the Shabbos Chazon is the holy Shabbos. Two reasons. It's the tightest hug right before Hashem has to leave the house, right before you leave your parents. It's the tightest hug before visiting day, before you leave to Israel. And number two is that the Zohar tells us is that the Shabbos before anything has the bracha. And if Tisha B'Av, if Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av, that means Mashiach somehow, some way, is connected to the Shabbos. Especially with Rabbi Willig, I don't know if sure if everyone's here, everyone knows that one of the highlights of Shabbos in Morasha is the Shabbos Chazon with Rabbi Willig, with the Kol. It's very late for those who can come. Some days, some years I go, some years I can't. It depends on if you're able to go. very, very holy. And that'll be the bridge to page 3. Page 3. We'll just do it outside because we don't have so much time. He says that if you look at the Rosh HaTevos for Shabbos Chazon, Shabbos starts with a Shin. And Chazon starts with a Ches. What does that spell? If you spell it backwards, it spells Chash. So Chash, you could think it's related to Choshech. The Chash actually refers to a headache. Gemara says in Erev and Dalet, if you want to see it on side on page 3, the Gemara says, Chash Berosha, if a person has a headache, of course take Tylenol, and I'm a big fan of Tylenol, so much that I always have Tylenol with me. My wife thinks it's not healthy. Definitely Advil is not healthy for you. But a little Tylenol, not every day, but especially when it's so hot outside, or before a fast, completely okay to take it. Even tomorrow, just don't say I'm taking the Tylenol to help me with my fast. I'm taking the Tylenol because I have a headache. It's hot today. Shkoch. Chash Berosha, if you have a headache, what does Gemara say? Gemara doesn't say go to sleep. The Gemara says, Chash Berosho, Yasok B'Torah. Go learn. Which is crazy. You always think, I'm really not feeling well, I gotta go sit down. Yes, 100%. The Gemara says, before you do that, try to go learn like for another minute. Go learn. It's actually, Gemara says the Rachma Shukka Rebbe, Chash Berosho, Yasok B'Torah. What does Chash stand for? Shabbos Chazon. Hainu Shabbat page 3. If you want to see inside, I'm going to read it really quickly. Hainu Shabbat Zu Yikaba Koecha Latzma Lasok B'Torah. Not only are you allowed to learn Torah this Shabbos, but you should learn and try to learn a little bit extra and try to go to Rabbi Willing tonight. Kaldeha Isaac Batal Torah Yafach Alametes Kolos the Brachos Mikol Azay Yimtukol Kol Adin Yishpo Kol Minei Hashbaos Tovos. Talks about the 39 Malachos or Kenega the 39 curses. Not for now, but when a person realizes that you have a headache, right? The Tzara Kohen. I'm sure you kever, if you went to Poland, you probably went to his kever. If you went to Poland, you went to his kever. Rav Tzadok HaKohen, he died in the year 1900, I believe. Rav Tzadok wrote many svarim. His main sefer was called Tzidkas HaTzadok. Tremendous, tremendous person. Tremendous gadol, incredible. So he always says, if you're physically not well, if you're physically not, medically not feeling, if you're not feeling well, it's only because it's coming from your neshama. Your neshama and your guf are one. If you have a cold, or if you have somehow COVID, which probably every person in this camp has, because supposedly like it's like a cold, and now it's like the new thing is like throwing up or whatever. Probably had it like 10 times this summer. That means there's somehow your neshama needs to learn. This is exactly what the Rebbe is saying here. Chash Barosh, if you're physically not feeling well, Yasuk B'Torah, go learn. Says Rav Tzadok, because our neshama and our guf are connected. If your body is showing that you're hungry, this is actually a thing also. If your body is hungry, your neshama is also hungry. And if you're physically tired, your neshama is tired. And now I'm going to go a little bit off. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Shulchan Aruch says, you have to get up, you have to wake up like a lion. And I'm talking to myself. The Kutzker said, the Shulchan Aruch says you have to get up like a lion, but you have to go to sleep like a lion. You can't go to sleep at 4 in the morning like some of these Alafim kids. They look like literally, I don't know how they even make it. From boys' campus to boys' quad, I know how they make it. If they want to come to Friday night canteen, if they can't have water fights. I don't know. If you go to sleep at 4 o'clock, how are you physically able to wake up? It's just not, it's such a yitzahara to not wake up. Think about it. It's a yitzahara to not wake up in the morning, and it's a yitzahara not to go to sleep at night. The yitzahara is very strong, right? Does anyone else know what I'm talking about? I mean, now I'm not talking about the days where you're like exhausted and you need to go to sleep right away. I have, like, you don't want to wake up. And then you don't want to go. The Yitzhar works both ways. The Kutzker said, if you want to go wake up like a lion, you got to go to sleep like a lion. That doesn't mean you have to go to sleep early, but you have to go to sleep normally. I know for me, I need like 5-6 hours. I'll probably be a little more patient with my kids if I even got 7, which probably hasn't happened in years. At the end of the day, you have to take care of yourself physically in order to help yourself spiritually. But they're all together. And finally, the last and final thing. He says over here, and this is where we'll close. I talked a lot today, I'm sorry. Sorry, not sorry. Okay, Shkar, have a good Shabbos. Tisha B'av Shechal B'Shabbos. He says, can we just read inside? Because I kind of don't remember what he said. Is that okay? I'm going to be very, very, very straightforward. That's why I got to go back and forth, because I was like, oh, he says that here, he says that, okay. Don't judge me. Well, judge me. I don't know. Hashem is a no judgment. Okay. V'miyuchad Shechal Yom Tisha B'av B'atzon. Top of page 3 on the left-hand side. V'Shabbos Zu. When Tisha B'av falls down on Shabbos, Gedola Maaso Anmo, it's great. Kemoshi Hevi Bavodis Yisrael. Bavodis Yisrael was the Kusher to Magid. He was one of the Tamidim of the Chose. The Chos de Lublin, his yartzeit is on Tisha B'Av. And he quotes, B'Shem Atzadik Isha Elokim, he quotes his Rebbe, he quotes the Chos de Lublin. Amar, look at the Gemara in Megillah on Hey Amid Beis. What did the Gemara say? B'kish Rebbe Lakor Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos. Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda Anasi wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av when it fell out on Shabbos. He says, once it's pushed off, right? That would be pretty cool, yeah? Can you imagine? Like every other year. It's like, okay, no Tisha B'Av. Very good. B'kish Rebbe Lakor Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos. Amar. He said, once it's pushed off, it's pushed off. What's that? What does that mean? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi still made Kiddush for his family after he passed away. Okay? I'm not talking about some liberal, sorry, who wants to get rid of their Judaism because it's easier for them. You're talking about Lahavdil. Talking about Rabbi Yehuda. I'm not Republican. I'm not Democrat. I'm just trying to be real. This is not talking about, I'm not a party. I'm not looking, I'm just saying like, to stay true to our Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was strong. He wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av when it fell on the Shabbos. Why? Hakavana Shabbashana Shachat Tisha B'Av Shabbashabbos Ratzel Levatu Lakor Lagamri. He wanted to get rid of it completely. Esar Tisha B'Av Mamin Oilam. Hainu. Lekar Legalos Eskitzagul Aideh Shachat Shabbos Shuyam God of a Kaddish Ma'od. Shlo Yeh Yisrael Begalos Od. Ach Lo Hodu Lechachamim Ki Ein Lidchok Esakets. You know what he said? He said, not only do we just want to get rid of it because we don't have a fast, because Shabbos is so great. What's the point of Tisha B'Av? The point of Tisha B'Av is for us to be able to mourn. But he says, on the flip side, for us to be able to feel, we could also feel not in a negative way, but in a positive way. We don't need, you know, rest on this, people to wake us up for negative news. Why aren't we dying for Eretz Yisrael when things are just normal? Says the Chos de Lublin, he wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av because we didn't need Tisha B'Av. We had Shabbos Chazon. With Tisha B'Av, we didn't need it. We didn't need a fast. We had that simcha. We had that connection. We had that 5G already connection. The Chachamim said, no, we can't have it. Because we're not ready for that until Mashiach comes. Because he says, you want to add in one more thing. This Shabbos, moving on, page 4. Last thing, we're almost there. Yes, we had it 9 days. And yes, a kid just told me on a sports staff, one of his best friend's father was diagnosed with a terrible illness. My mother called me yesterday, there's a 38-year-old woman from Teaneck, 3 kids, 1.5 years old, terrible. She passed away yesterday. And a person in his camp watched a funeral this morning, her great-grandfather passed away. I don't want to say who it is, it's not public. The things that happened in the last 24 hours, really the things that happened in the past 3 hours that I've heard, starting with Israel, starting with those two other things, they're very dark days. But yet, we decide to go into Shabbos and try to be happy and to do our best. Fifth line down, you're following. We know that the greater the choshech, the greater the light, the greater the darkness, the greater the salvation. And he sees that we're trying to be God. Even if it's hard, and even during the 9 days, and even during the Tisha B'Av, and it's complicated, and this whole thing is hard. He says it's great for HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we're still taking our Judaism so great. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no greater nachas that he gets from his kids. Bring Mashiach closer. What does it mean? Didn't agree with him. Adar Kabbalah. He says we have to try to learn a little. I think I may be saying a little bit Kabbalistic here. There are things on the outside, there are things on the inside. Behold, He says, yes, on the inside, Hashem wants to be able to bring Mashiach. Hashem wants to be able to get rid of Tisha B'Av when it falls down on Shabbos. But we're not ready for it yet. So, Chevra, this Shabbos, the whole week, the whole year, if you think about it, right, next Shabbos will be our last Shabbos. Hopefully we'll be learning Shabbos Nachum in Yerushalayim. Amen. At the end of the day, we talked about Shabbos candles. We talked about Oneg Shabbos. We talked about the Feast, about the greatness of every Shabbos. This is what it's all about. Shabbos Chazon. Trying to do our best. Trying to take a nap today. Or whatever nap means to you. Trying to be able to try a little bit more. And Lichadodi, I'm going to try my best. Please don't hurt me with your eyes. If not, I'm going to try my best. But as is Hashem, to realize that Shabbos Chazon is the koch of Shabbos, whether that means because Mashiach is born on Shabbos, or it means it's that last hug before Hashem has to leave his home. People to try our best, maybe even to daven and mincha today. Hashem, we learned all about today's Shabbos Chazon being holy. help me feel Shabbos Chazon. Help me feel the aura, the light of Shabbos. I'm just end off with this. There was a Rebbe in the Holocaust. I'm forgetting his name. Sorry, I forgot. There was a Rebbe in the Holocaust, and it was Shabbos. It was. I'm not sure if Shabbos Chazon. It was Shabbos, but Erev Shabbos, his whole family was killed. Shabbos, completely, there was not a tear in his eye. And one of his students asked me, he said, I don't understand. All Erev Shabbos, you're crying. Shabbos comes, you're just magically able just to be able to let it go. He said, what happened before Shabbos? Before Shabbos, right now, it's me and Hashem. There's no Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. There's no Avelos on Shabbos. There's no putting your shoes on Shabbos. There's no mention of Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. It's not Tisha B'Av, it's Shabbos. If it was Tisha B'Av, we would be fasting. Just like Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur falls down on Shabbos, we fast Yom Kippur. When Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, you know what wins? Shabbos wins. Shabbos Chazon wins. We're not thinking it. That's like a very high level to not think of your whole family being murdered, and like that's a high level. But for us to realize, yes, maybe there were hard days and dark days, but to try our best to try to tap into Shabbos Chazon, and Mitzvah Hashem, Mizocha, we're tapping into Shabbos on our own level. Please God, we'll have Shabbos Nachim and Yishlam and Kosh, Bez Hashem. Thank you, everyone.